Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of people freaking out about what are the Blazers going to do this offseason. They're working out rookies over there or guys ahead of the NBA draft. The Thompson Bros were in town yesterday. Let's bring on the homie Mike Richmond at Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow. He's the host of the Locked On Blazers Daily Podcast. Mike, good morning to you. Sorry to start on an awkward note, but you recently had a child, did you not?
I did.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to the homie Mike Richmond. Did you try any breast milk after the birth of your child?
No. But listen, if it works for Josh Hart, it might work for me.
Well, Mike, before you poo-poo it completely...
Were you not tempted? What's the taste? What's the flavor?
I tasted it, Mike. I think it's a trust tree thing here. I tasted it. It's, you know, kind of tasteless, but I think you kind of have to taste a little, right?
Yeah, no, I don't agree.
No, I don't. All right, well, you know, it was worth a shot. We gave it a flyer. How you feeling, Mike? How are things going out there? Number three pick. Everybody's freaking out. Are we going to draft somebody? Are we going to trade somebody? Lillard's getting traded to 30 different teams on a daily basis on ESPN. Where's your head at right now with the Blazers?
I just think they've walked themselves down such a narrow path that the chances that they can get out of this seem really difficult. I think they're going to do their best from all the signals they've sent to make the big trade and appease Dame. I don't even know if appease is the right word, but to listen to his wishes. But the idea that they can make that happen seems challenging, and they're sending some signals that they might try to go this middle road where they say, hey, I know you didn't want any 19-year-olds, but Brandon Miller's actually technically 20, and blah, blah, blah. So... it just seems like they've backed themselves into a really tough corner where the idea that they cleanly get out of this seems really tough.
So we talked about this earlier. Dirt's over here telling me to stop freaking out for just merely asking a question. And he wants to talk about the Pac-12 media rights every day. But I seriously ask you this. So they have the Thompson twins in. Danny hops on the radio show yesterday and basically is like, you know, people over there are kind of selling the idea that they might actually use this pick. And I've always kind of held the position of, I love a good player like Jaylen Brown, but you got to have the other team saying, we want to trade this young, really good player. That isn't always the case. So I've kind of accepted mentally they might use this pick. Is the idea that if they use the pick, Dame is gone to you? Or do you view it like I view it, where I wouldn't be stunned if Dame maybe begrudgingly at first, but kind of goes in here and says, maybe I just age with these dudes and become Chris Paul on a young Phoenix Suns type team, and I become a mentor, basically.
Blazers could use a Devin Booker.
they got one. His name's Shaden Sharp.
Oh, right. My bad. Come on. I think Dame's very strong, very pointed language. I'm done with 19-year-olds. That route is not my route. It did indeed happen before they had the third pick. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was thinking, if it's the seventh pick, get it out of here. I'm done. And so maybe it softened when it got the third pick. And, he talks to the front office every day. I'm sure they're like, listen, these dudes are going to be so good. Let Mike Schmitz work his magic. It's going to be amazing. But I do think there's, I don't know that Dame's stance has dramatically changed. I think what my read on it would be is that the reality has changed. They're like, listen, we can't, like, look at the people who traded number three overall picks. We can't do it for the health of the franchise, blah, 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 blah. And maybe he understands what the health of the franchise means.
That's going to be a great promo and a great headline.
Very quickly, was that a dead front office person telling you about Mike Schmitz, or was that Mike Schmitz in the third person being dead telling you about what he was like alive?
Oh, that was Blazer fan coming to me and haunting my dreams, okay, and saying, like, Mike, you're stupid. Let them work their magic, you moron.
But the difficult thing...
I can't believe they let you buy your microphone and record radio in your basement.
I love the radio in the basement.
Any pizza bagels down there too? Can I come over for some pizza bagels?
How do you not have pizza bagels?
Yeah, we have limited electricity options down there. We're just basically plugging in the mic and saying go, okay?
But I find it difficult, like, if Charlotte does indeed, you know, say Scoot and LaMelo doesn't work, we need a tall guy next to LaMelo who's also tall, and we go Brandon Miller. You got Victor and then Miller off. The next two players by every estimation is point guard. So, like, that's the tough part I think they're in, is if you're using that, you're kind of telling Dame to ask out, but, like, I don't know. There's a weird standoff here where I could see Dame wanting to stay and just staying here for his whole life and saying, I don't want to leave. And then they draft an Amen Thompson or a Scoot or something, and they're, without saying it, saying, we need you to ask out. Them doing an ask out stalemate, right? Like, who's going to break
Jordan
first
Love.
Here?
They're pulling a little Jordan Love on him.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there is a world in which it is easier for the Blazers to trade Damian Lillard once he asks than to shop Damian Lillard. Do you want to be the dude who trades Dame, or do you want to be the dude that has to trade Dame because that's just how the cookie crumbled? I don't think the Blazers are, I don't think they're really, like, itching to trade Damian Lillard by any means. They're not Stephen A. Smith, who's just free your boy. But, like, but I do think there is a world in which they say, you know what, Shaedon Sharpe's really good. We cannot pass on Scoot Henderson. You do not get that many opportunities here, and we're willing to do it knowing that it might end up in the middle of July where Dame's like, hey, it's time. And I think they're sort of backing their way. That's why I said that it's like they're in a tough spot. They may back their way into the era changing because they can't sort of have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah, it's a tough needle to thread. There's no doubt there. We're talking with the homie Mike Richman at Mike G Rich on Twitter. Go give him a follow. He hosts the Locked On Blazers daily podcast covering, you guessed it, the Portland Trail Blazers. One of the complicated things about the number 3 pick too for me as well with Dame is, like, what else do they do in the offseason? Like, it could come to a point where Brown's not available, Bridges isn't available, but you get an upgraded player by trading maybe 23 or another future first-round pick and packaging that with a player. The most curious thing that I'm wondering about is, what is the percentage chance in your mind that either way, no matter what happens with the number 3 pick, that Anfernee Simons is back on this roster next year? Because it feels like no matter which way you go, you're either using the number 3 pick to draft a guard potentially, at which point it doesn't make sense to keep him, or he's a part of a larger deal to try and bring a player back. What percentage chance do you give him being in Portland next year?
Pretty low, probably something in like the 30 range, because there's a world in which Dame isn't on the roster and it totally is fine to keep Ant. So I think there's still that's certainly in the calculation there in my 30%. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, he's the best thing that they have to trade money-wise and talent-wise to get better. I think the sort of unknowable thing is how comfortable is Dame with that middle path, right? Like, how comfortable is Dame saying, okay, we didn't trade 3, but we did make this an X and X upgrade by trading some picks and Anfernee Simons. If he has comfort level there, you trade in and make it happen.
What do you like the most, scenario-wise, in terms of prospects that they could add here? If I was to make Mike Richman general manager, what would he do?
If I were to do it, I think you just I think it's inevitable that you have to that you're going to have to go young at some point, and mortgaging the future to not go young, it seems silly. But I think there is an existential crisis about what we owe people that have treated the franchise. So I think from my sort of like totally removed non-emotional standpoint, yeah, tear this thing down, go young, rebuild. You're not going to have 3 again. This is time. You know, all of those things, even if you make the right trades, the chances that you hop up into the sort of inner circle of contenders is really unlikely. Tear it down. But that isn't, people don't make decisions in this business without, so there are much more moving parts than, you know, some dude yelling into the microphone in his basement.
Would you bifurcate if you were a GM?
I would bifurcate immediately, and I would say that, you know, if you only look at the first 15 games of the season, we actually were one of the top seven net rating teams in the league.
You're bringing up some good points right now. The net rating in those 15 games was glorious. I'm bifurcating with you.
Farouk Aminu plays. I'd be all over it.
Well, but you'd also be the general manager in the history of the team, unless you became Bob Myers and won championships with your young assets. You would be known as the general manager that traded the franchise.
And you don't want to be that. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be that. So, like, I think it's easy to sit here and not know all the politics behind the scenes and all that stuff and say, yeah, do it. Like, it's obviously time. But who wants to be the guy that trades Dame coming off the best season of his career, probably the best player in franchise history, certainly number two if you're making the list. Like, it's and he was, you know, he's arguably the best offensive player in the NBA last season. Like, this isn't like an easy thing where it's, where it is 37-year-old Chris Paul. This is still a very, very, very good basketball player. I think there's more to it than that, which is why I expect them, and I think maybe rightly so, is to try to give it one more shot with Dame.
I think you could really make a case this is going to sound ridiculous because I think it's a great asset to have, so don't overlook that by any stretch by me saying this, but Mike, could we make a decent case, given their predicament, that not getting Victor at one and getting three was actually kind of a bad thing in some ways, because you got these really good prospects, but you're pairing them with a 33-year-old, but you don't want to trade the 33-year-old for this, you know, fan reaction, and he wants to be the franchise guy, and you don't want to give in to all of that, but, like, you're balancing this young thing. It's almost like if they would have gotten 5, 6, or 7,
100%.
It's a no-brainer trade. It's not even a thought. But one is like, okay, Victor makes sense. That's an easy plug-and-play next year. I actually think they could be top five with Victor. I think the Spurs are going to make the playoffs. I think he's that good. If you get 2-3, it's like, maybe you go Miller for fit on roster. But now you have three, and the two best prospects available could be point guard.
Yeah, I mean, I think... And it's like, you know, moving back to fifth or whatever with the Pistons. The Pistons don't have the ammo to trade you. Dropping back further maybe gives you, like, less stuff to trade. It's not ideal, but I'm with you. I think if they had just fallen to seven, which heading into lottery night was their most likely spot, easy peasy, right? You're like, hey, listen, we're gonna deal this pick because the chances that you get seven right are so unlikely, mm-hmm. and we're gonna move forward with this era. And now they find themselves where they're like, particularly, you know, a front office that has pretty much nailed a draft pick, right? They're just like, okay, we're good at this. So let us do what we do. And now they're like, they don't want to punt on that. Like, they're just in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's a challenging offseason. I'm sure Blazer fans will stay even keeled and level headed for the next month as we lead into the NBA draft, because we're all rational and we're all above the fray, right? Mike Richmond is our guest at Mike G Rich on Twitter. Locked On Blazers is a daily podcast. Can't wait for the next one from your basement, Mike. And thanks as always for hopping on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you having me. Shout out to my boss, Kevin, who's probably listening. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Shout out, Kevin.
I'm definitely going to get back to work. Don't worry.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.